My name's Joseph George. So I'm part of the Monash MHAB team. So this is Monash High Altitude Balloon. Our aim to launch a stratospheric balloon carrying a telescope to map out the sun, perhaps discover like some solar flares, a bit more about like the sun and its phenomena. So we're a student team newly established. We kind of got the idea in September, had our preliminary design phase, I think, last Friday. And we're kind of basically building the team into a fully fledged Monash student team next month, I guess. So it's brand new. We've kind of had to come together, a team of 40 students, all really passionate about building this telescope and stratospheric balloon. At the moment, we've kind of got all our basic kind of equipment sorted out. We have an optics team, we have a mechanical team, electrical team. And we're all kind of designing this balloon and the telescope to look at the sun. Our aim, basically, to both kind of foster this love for space and space exploration at Monash, but also kind of develop a project that's sustainable for the future. High altitude ballooning is something in Australia that has a very vast scope, I'd say, and something that hasn't been researched much, and it's something for us to look to explore into in the future, I'd say, yeah.
How high do the balloons go?
Yeah, so we're looking at the moment around 30 kilometers to 38, so that's kind of our range at the moment. At this kind of altitude, we're kind of clear of 99.5% of the atmosphere, so we're not going to get much interference on the telescope that way. So we're basically looking to get a much more clearer cut image of the sun in comparison to ground telescopes and ground-based observatories. So that's kind of our aim with the stratospheric balloon and kind of its benefit. So yeah, we'd say at this juncture, 30 kilometers to 38.
And what sort of spectral range are you looking at?
Spectral range? So we're kind of investigating that at the moment. We're kind of just looking at basically mapping out the sun. The telescope specifically designed for the sun itself. So we're not looking to focus too much on other planetary bodies as of yet. It's basically the whole idea of carrying a stratospheric payload, and in this case it's a telescope focusing on the sun itself. Yes.
Well, thanks for joining us on the space show, Joseph.
Thank you.